whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
One thing I want to talk to you about, whether you guys have been on a good streak or a bad streak here, a consistent thing that has been very good has been the penalty kill. You had the 5-on-3, and other than that, you guys have basically done the job on it. What has gone well maybe the last 5, 6, 7 games on the penalty kill for you, 5-on-4?
Yeah, I think all special teams have been rolling pretty good. As for the PK, I think we're in it together right now. It's not perfect, but we're getting a lot of saves from our goalies, and we're blocking some shots, and we're making good reads and killing plays. And we always talk about getting our 200-foot clears. Early in the year, you know, you fail a couple clears, they get another extra chance, and they bury one from it. But lately, it's been pretty good.
When you have the amount of block shots you guys are getting, I think we can use the word desperation has been into the penalty kill. You mentioned maybe it's not perfect, but if you have desperation, maybe that can make up for a mistake somewhere along the line.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I mean, and our special teams have been really good, and it's focused, and I'm just hoping, you know, we could kind of put some of that desperation into 5-on-5, right? That's, I think, where we're losing games right now. And find a way to, you know, play 60-minute games responsibly the way we've proven we can sometimes, but we don't always do.
Starting late in Denver and against Vegas, it just seemed like the middle started to get open, where the opponent was taking advantage of the middle. And now I'm talking about regular 5-on-5 defense. How can you guys maybe close that up a little bit and improve on that?
I think we talk about playing together. A lot of teams, like even I go back to that St. Louis game. Every breakout, they were hitting the stretch middle guy, pulling both D back, and hitting the wingers coming with speed. So it's something you got to adapt to, and you got to know what's coming. And you know, we got to get one forward back, which I think we've been pretty good, and not giving up odd man rushes, because, you know, these especially that trip, these teams are dangerous on the rush. And the more we give them for free, you know, the more they're going to generate. So it's about managing that puck and not turning it over through the middle like we did all the whole first period in Vegas. I think they got 2 goals out of it, so pretty self-inflicting, you know, the past couple. But we're moving forward, and we're trying to play our best game of the night against a really good team.
I think you might have just explained it. When you guys, starting with Boston, you played 3 or 4 really good defensive games. The gaps between the forward and the D were, like, really good. Is that maybe the reason it was the gaps were not as good, what you just explained?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's – we're on that – long losing streak, right? And you know, we go to Boston, we play a really good game, we don't get the win, but you look forward because so much good was in that game. If we play that way and compete and manage the puck like we did, we're gonna have a game like the Islanders game where we dominated, and then whatever the next win was, Chicago, and then we go to St. Louis, and our goalie kind of steals that one, and we kind of got away from that a little, and then Dallas, we gave him a couple goals. Colorado, we played good. We just, you know, a couple bad decisions late in the game that let them score some goals. And then I think a little trend here the past couple, we haven't really managed the puck. We haven't been that good, I don't think. We haven't been not playing together, not playing fast. So I think it shows when we're ready to go from puck drop, we're a different team than when we're not. I mean, it's hard for us to find. If we don't have it at the start, it's hard to find, right? Sometimes it takes 40 minutes, and by then you're so far down that it's hard to win a game. So for us, I think, you know, we're in some hard games right now. We're back from 500 now, a lot of games. We need to go on a little streak here and give us a chance back at 500 with, you know, 30 games left. Then I like the spot we're in. We do have young legs, but we got to find the consistency right now. Even the Colorado game, we played pretty good, I thought, right? And then we find a way to lose. That's what happened, you know. They tied up with 6 seconds left. At any point in the game, one little chip, one more responsible decision, getting the puck deep, not turning it over, you know, kills 6 seconds, the way I look at it. Even the clears and the 5-on-6. So that's kind of how it's been, but we're gonna figure this out.
I didn't want to take too much of your time, but I wanted to ask you about Ovechkin. Going up against Ovechkin, and he's on the ice. When you're on the ice, he's on the ice. What are you thinking? What do you do? How do you defense that? Or you just play your game?
You play your game, but you know when he's on the ice, he's a shooter. He's a really good shooter, right? And I'll shoot from everywhere. I think you just know when a guy like that's on the ice. Obviously, he's, you know, chasing probably one of the most impressive records, and good for him. But hopefully he gets all the goals against someone else.